Psalm 35, a Psalm of David. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid from me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. And my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily, as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced, and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me, and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself, and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. And all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Are enemies risen up against you? Have family and friends become your foes? Cry out to the living God. He will deliver you. He will defend you. He will fight against them. He will stand up for you. Jesus said that a man's foes shall be they of his own household. The scriptures say that Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. You may have not seen it coming. They might have caught you off guard. But they didn't catch Jesus off guard. He saw it coming. He's not surprised when people turn against you for standing up for him. He knows who your true friends are and who the pretenders are. He knows. He saw it coming. He knows all about it. Put them in his hands. Commit it to him. He will bring vengeance and justice in his time. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it's not right. But don't seek vengeance. Seek mercy, as your Father in heaven is merciful. Love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them that despitefully use you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. Yes, if they continue to reject Christ and fight against his people, the day of judgment will come, and they will be clothed with shame forever and ever. But let's pray that they might be saved. Let's pray that they might come to repentance and faith in Christ. The Father's will is that all men would be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Let us continue to praise the Lord. Let us fix our eyes and focus on Him. Let us shout for joy. Let us rejoice in Him who is our salvation. Let us magnify the Lord and speak of His righteousness and His praise all the day long. For the Lord shall judge the earth in righteousness. Psalm 35.